Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
Thank you so much, and welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live out of Chicago. And this is March 15th. In case you're archiving this show for later on, or you're downloading it or listening to it farther into the future, this is March 15th, Tuesday. And as everybody knows, this is the showdown. This is campaign Super Tuesday, or whatever they call it, caucuses. This is what this is. I mean, we're waiting an hour from now in Chicago. The poll closes. And there we have, who we got on the Republican side? They got Donald Trump's way ahead. Hillary and Bernie Sanders, dead heat in Illinois. And Kasich and Rubio, all of these people, they're fighting for, it's do or die for them in Florida. And maybe some other states. What we are watching in the primaries, these are the primaries. This is not the general election. This is getting us all ready for the general election to find out who's going to be the nominee. And this is Super Tuesday, one of the Super Tuesdays in one of the states anyway. And this is interesting. By the time I get off the air, we should know who's won or who's projected the winners will be in the state of Illinois. So it's kind of exciting. But what we need to do in Illinois is to take down Ken Duncan. We have to take him down. We got to take this other guy down. What's his name? Gonzalez, Joseph Gonzalez. Because these two guys are rounder plants. Okay, they're rounder plants. And a vote for Ken Duncan is a vote for rounder. There's no doubt about it. A vote for Gonzalez is a vote for rounder. These are Democrats, fake Democrats, if you want to call them that, in the Illinois House. Fake Democrats. Rounder, just like any other Republican, buying votes, buying politicians. So we're in a fight to take back our legislature in Illinois, because Rounder is trying to get it. He's trying to buy it. That's what he's using his money for. We got to take out Citizens United and all of these corporations, all these people that are dumping all this money into these elections. These elections are supposed to belong to the people. Politicians are representatives of the people. But with the Supreme Court decision that money could just flood everything, you know, Citizens United, we got money coming in from everywhere, and that's not fair. All this means is Republicans can buy, politicians in general can buy elections, and that's what's being done all over the United States. Politicians buying off elections, and they are doing it, folks. They have no shame and pouring millions and millions of dollars into races, not of their own, but into races to get people to get the other side to vote for them. That's what's happening in Illinois. So this election is crucial. It's going to say a lot of things, whether it's going to say a lot of things about Bruce Rauner, if he wins or he loses. Going to say a lot of things about Michael Madigan, who he is the Speaker of the House of Illinois is going to say a lot about that, because we have a lot of things at stake here. And Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, he has not been seen. In all of this, he has not been seen. You know why? Because Hillary Clinton has been in town. Rahm used to work for Hillary Clinton. Clinton was a boss at one time. But Rahm Emanuel is in so much trouble in Illinois, in Chicago, that if he's seen with presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, that might hurt her chances, because so many people in Chicago want Emanuel to step down. So Emanuel is cool about being seen out with Hillary Clinton, his ex-boss, even though Bernie Sanders is blasting Clinton's ties with Rahm Emanuel. Of course, Rahm Emanuel is in the doghouse because of the Laquan McDonald fiasco, if you know what that was about, okay? So it's going to be fun, people. It's going to be great. I can't wait for the results tonight. Everything is pointing towards Donald Trump winning, take all. But anything could happen. Anybody could be upset. Bernie Sanders is closing the polls on Hillary Clinton. That's no doubt about that. I voted already. I voted for Bernie in Illinois. Hopefully you will too. Get out there and vote. From my understanding, the voter turnout in Illinois is moderate. Well, that's better than saying a very low turnout. It's not as high as it should be. A lot of people aren't voting. I don't know why. I don't know. But there's still time to vote. I think we got about an hour. Some polling places are open until 7 to 8:30 in Illinois. So you have plenty of time to get out there and vote. Do your thing. You know, make sure you vote. We have to have a high turnout if we're going to beat these Republicans. We're going to beat these people who aren't there for our interests. They're there for money to be bought off. We want to beat these people. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent. Okay? And people, you have to get out there and vote. Don't let there be a low – don't let these people be reporting a low turnout or a moderate turnout. We want a very high turnout in Illinois. This will tell the Republicans they cannot control us. We have the power. This is our state, not theirs. Bruce Rauner is screwing and mucking up this state. I mean, we've got, listen to this, people, we've got driver's licenses, facilities that have closed, and more are closing because Bruce Rauner and his minions refusing to pay the state's bills. Driver's license facilities. And that's not all. A lot of these agencies have been upended. I mean, there are so many agencies that have been upended because of this. There are too many to count, too many to even mention. But every agency that is an agency within the state of Illinois under the realm of Bruce Rauner is hurting if it has not been already eliminated. And a lot of these agencies saying, well, we need funding now. We need funding now. Even if some of them got funding now, even if Bruce Rauner signed a budget now, they would have a hard time getting back up on their feet, if at all. So Illinois is hurting. Bruce Rauner wants to own Illinois. He wants to own Chicago. He wants his name on every damn thing. But he has to realize this is a Democratic town. But he does realize that. That's why he's using his money down Democrats. He's buying, like I said before, folks, these Republicans, they have no shame when it comes to spending money, when it comes to buying politicians. The corporations, their donors, the lobbyists in Congress, they have no shame when it comes to shelling out money in order to get politicians, Democrats and Republicans, to do what they want them to do and to just give the finger to the American people. This is what's happened. This is why you have to get out and vote. We do we do have a voice in the city of Chicago. We do have a voice around the United States and America. We do, but you have to get out there and exercise it. Do not stay home. Take someone with you to the polls. If someone's not registered, get them registered. I just heard that on the final day of voting, you can also register the same day and vote the minute after you register. So that's cool. That's great. But you have to get out there, folks. If you're 17, 18, 19, and you're registered, you got your papers with you, you got your ID. In some places, you don't need ID. Get out there and do your duty. Fill up those polling places and vote your conscience. But whatever you do, do not vote against your own interest. I just got through telling my son about the voting process. I don't know if he listened. I don't know if he can listen. But, you know, I'm hoping he, you know, think about it. Or if he can, that's if he can think. But get out there and do your duty, because this is going to be exciting. This is going to be very exciting. All right, folks, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm broadcasting live out of Chicago, Central Time. I'm so excited about this voting. I can hardly even talk, if I could ever talk. All right, follow me on Facebook. Follow me right here on Blog Talk Radio. Follow me on LinkedIn, Google. I'm all over the place. You know, give me some feedback. Leave me something in my email or inbox or stuff like that. And most of you folks have been really, really great in doing those type of things. Some haven't done it, and that's fine. That's fine. It's something. We've got all these races in Chicago, and by tonight, and maybe around 7 or 8 o'clock, we're gonna know who's won and who's lost. Get out there and do your job, young people, African American people, old people, young people. You know, get out there and do your job. And I can tell you this, folks, once you vote, once you've cast your vote and it's done and they give you that little slip, you feel good. It's a good feeling after you cast your vote. If you don't believe me, go go out there and do that. You know, it's a good feeling, though. I voted. I have a voice. I can talk. You know, I can say things, whether it's positive or negative about your candidate. I mean, because if you're going to bitch about a candidate, you bitch because you voted for this person. If you didn't vote for that person, you have nothing to say. That's one of the things about voting. You can always bitch, and you can always, if that person winds up being a disappointment that you voted for, next time around, you can vote them out. More than likely, these kind of people would become corrupt and they will go to jail. My thinking tells me that Ken Duncan and Bruce Rauner will somehow be going to jail in the near future, because both of these people have bought votes. They've done something illegal that somebody's not saying and they're not focusing on, but I do believe in the near future these guys are going to be going to jail, at least one of them. Ken Duncan or Bruce Rauner. Ken Duncan buying votes. Listen to this, folks. This guy, Ken, if you don't know who Ken Duncan is, I'm talking about the Illinois legislature. He's a representative. He's a turncoat. He's supposed to be a Democrat, but he votes with the Republicans. The Republicans funds his campaign as a Democrat. And one person said, if Ken Duncan, who is a Democrat, if he wants to vote with the Republicans, then he should change his seats. He should stop being a Democrat and become a Republican. I agree with her. If you're going to do that, then become a Republican. If you're going to vote with Republicans, become one. You're going to take that money, become one. Give that seat up to somebody who's going to represent the people of that district. That is my thinking, folks, you know, especially in Illinois. All right. Okay. You're listening to the George Wilder. My guest today is Nancy Hartwell. She will be on the this will be her second time on the George Wilder Jr. Show. And she's a very, very wonderful person. I believe she's going to be talking about human trafficking. And that's always a good topic, because too much of that's around. And we're going to try and talk about some things as sex trafficking, But this is an election day. Matter of fact, this is an election year. And we're going to talk about some of those things. We're going to, if she, you know, if she's inclined to do those things, she may not be. All right, the fate of two campaigns at stake in five states. Okay, Trump 47%, Cruz 16%, Rubio 24%, Kasich 7%. Democrats. It keeps changing because things. The numbers keep changing. They'll change right before your eyes. Democrats, Hillary Clinton, 62%. And I believe Sanders is, let me see if it comes up here, folks. I'm looking at my computer screen. I'm looking at the New York Times. Clinton, 62%, Florida. This is saying this Clinton is leading in Florida, 62% to Bernie Sanders, 35%. And in Florida also, it's saying Trump is leading 47% to Cruz is 16%. This is Florida, okay? That's just one state. Sanders was down like this in Michigan, and all of a sudden he just shocked everybody and won Michigan. He could shock everybody and win Florida. Who knows? He's down, what, 30-something points? 25, 30-something points? That can be overtaken by Hillary. It was in Michigan. So this is exciting, folks. I'm going to tell you, this is totally exciting because one of the things I want to see in Illinois, and Illinois is one of those states that they're voting in. One of the things I want to see Ken Duncan in the state house in Illinois. I want to see him taken down. I want to see Gonzalez, who is running against Michael Madigan. I want to see him taken down because these are minions of Michael, of Bruce Rauner. These are minions of Bruce Rauner. If Ken Duncan wins, that's a win for Ken. That's a win for Ken Duncan, and that's also a win for Bruce Rauner. If Joseph Gonzalez beats Michael Madigan, that's a win for Michael Madigan, and also a win. It's not a win for Michael Madigan. It's a win for Bruce Rauner. These two guys are because Bruce Rauner, they're Democrats. Bruce Rauner is a Republican. He's funding their campaigns. This is why they can't override anything that Bruce Rauner does. Because he's buying off politicians, he's buying off Democrats. If he wasn't buying off those two Democrats, if he wasn't buying off Democrats, the legislature could be able to override a lot of the things, a lot of the hurtfulness that Bruce Rauner is putting on this state. So I am very, very interested in that race. I can't vote for Ken Duncan because I don't live in his district. I cannot vote for Michael Madigan because I don't live in his district. But I'm hoping the people in those districts come out and vote and use their common sense to know that Ken Duncan is not for them. Joseph Gonzalez is not for them. And I have to admit, Michael Madigan, the Speaker of the House of Illinois, 45 years, that's a long time to be in office. He should resign. But I don't want to see him quit or resign because of Bruce Rauner trying to force him out to replace him with a fake Democrat, because that's all this is, folks. And if you people out there are listening in Chicago, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Like I said before, I cannot vote, and a lot of people cannot vote, because we're not in those districts. If I was in those districts, I would definitely vote against Ken Duncan. That's a given. And you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. They are talking about bad weather. I'm listening to it right now. They're talking about bad weather in the city of Chicago around the time, maybe the time the polls close. There's going to be a lot of polls going to stay open late because they're going to be some of these contests will be too close to call. So a lot of polling places will probably stay open, and they're predicting bad weather. They're telling you to get away from your windows, go to the basement, run in the bathroom, whatever, and take this bad weather that supposedly be coming, that supposedly is coming, according to the meteorologists, we got to take it seriously. A lot of times these things don't happen, but at least not in Chicago. But you never know. You got to be cautious. So I guess that what they're, I guess what they're really trying to say is the bad weather may slow voter turnout, because a lot of people may stay home and say, the weather's too bad, I'm not going to vote. And I'm trying to tell people, the weather could be bad and it may not be that bad. Get out there and vote. Don't even let bad weather stop you from voting. Get the hell out there. Do your duty. Like I just said before, once you vote, once you've cast that vote and you've got that slip after you've cast your vote, you feel good about it. You have spoken with your vote. Don't ever feel as if you are helpless, that you don't have a voice, that you can't do anything about these rogue politicians in office. You can. But if you sit back on your ass in your house watching TV, smoking cigarettes, standing on the corner, you're going to have a rude awakening because you didn't do your job. You didn't vote. We want a high turnout in Illinois, not a moderate turnout. But a moderate turnout is better than a low turnout. We had a really low turnout when people went out here to vote for governor of Illinois in 2014. The turnout was so low, a lot of people did not vote, and that's how we got Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. And we have not had a budget in the state of Illinois in 9 months, and it doesn't look like we're going to get one anytime soon. They're not talking, they're not negotiating, they're not compromising, they're not doing a damn thing. They're just letting Illinois fall over a damn cliff. This is what's happening, people. If the politicians do not fight for you, get out there and throw their asses out. They can be voted out. No matter how much money these people try to throw into these races, if you vote and if we vote and if we vote in the thousands and even in the millions, that money is not going to mean a thing. It's numbers that count, folks. Don't let money make you feel that that your vote is not counted. Don't ever think that your vote doesn't count. A lot of people say, my vote don't count. It's just one vote. Your vote counts. Your vote counts. Don't ever think that your vote don't count. That's stupid. It counts. Don't ever feel that you are helpless in doing anything to try to change the situation that you're in or the situation this country is in. You can. You can. We all can. Collectively, we can do anything. We can throw their asses out. Because a lot of people, they will shake your hand. I mean, a lot of politicians shake your hand. They'll kiss your baby. They'll hug you. They'll take selfies with you. But once they get your vote and they're in office, then they forget all about you. They're looking around for somebody somewhere to give them some money so they can run next time. You got to remember this. A lot of people who are voted into office, they go in broke. They go in getting those jobs. You vote them in, they're broke. But the minute they set foot in that office, they're looking around for somebody to give them some money. Uh-oh, here comes a lobbyist. Uh-oh, here comes some Republican money. And that corrupts them. Suddenly, it's not about you anymore. It's about screwing you. It's about voting with the other side and screwing you, even though you're the one who gave that person their jobs. Just like I told my son this morning, I said, hey, if you're going to vote for people, make sure you check them out. Make sure you vet them. Make sure you just don't give somebody your vote, because if you just give somebody your vote, that person could come back and hurt you. If you're going to give somebody your vote, give someone your vote that is going to be vested in your interest, going to do what you want them to do. Now, for example, if Ken Duncan, his district wants him to vote Democrat. Everybody in his district wants him to vote Democrat. They gave him that job so he can vote Democrat. But when Ken Duncan got his ass in office, did he vote Democrat? No, he went over there and voted Republican. And his constituency are saying, we got to throw him out. We can't trust him. We voted for him to vote the way we want him to vote, not the way he wants to vote. And now Ken Duncan has got a pocket full of money from the Republicans, and he's a Democrat, and he's, you know, on TV and ad lying his ass off, lying his little ass off. And I'm not kidding. And I've told my son, I said, don't believe everything you see on television of what somebody's saying on television, because it's lies. I mean, Donald Trump, Ken Duncan, Bruce Rauner, these people lie like dogs on TV, on the internet, in the newspapers, in the magazines. You don't believe everything you read. If you're going to believe something, you better research it and find out a little bit more. You better get three or four more opinions on that. That's what I told him. People lie like dogs. And some people with influence are liars, as we all have seen. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. We're waiting for Dr. Nancy Hartwell to be on. This should be interesting. I'm going to ask her a little bit something about politics if she comes on. But, you know, I've had a lot of no-shows for this show lately. You know, a lot of people, calling off or not calling in at all. So, but that happens. I guess that's happened. So we just keep right along and doing what we can. Okay, folks, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. I will be right back. Stay with me. Okay. All right. All right. Welcome back to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio right here on WTTY Internet Radio. I am so happy to be with you folks. I hope you're happy to be with me. And it is just great. It's daylight savings time. I'm in my studio. I'm looking out here on the avenue, and it's still light. There is still that 1 hour you pushed ahead. You know, 1 hour. It is really having an effect on me, and a positive effect, that is. And it is so great. And like I said, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Facebook, Block Talk Radio, right here, WTTY, all of that good stuff. It is great. It's beautiful. I love daylight saving times. I really do. I really do. And why am I laughing? Because I feel good. All right. This is March 15th. This is the voting. I mean, everybody's out there vote. Get out there and do your duty. Get out there and do your. Let's go to the phones. Let's see what's happening.
Hey.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I was just listening a little bit, but I'm happy to talk to you.
Hey, great. No problem. So what's on your mind?
Well, I have an interesting perspective on this whole election, I think. I worked very heavily as a libertarian on Dr. Ron Paul's campaigns the past two cycles, and I saw firsthand the GOP establishment and how they treat people who don't toe the party line and do what they like to do. And I came out today to my 5,000 or 6,000 Facebook followers and told them that I'm endorsing Donald Trump for president of the United States in 2016 because he seems to be succeeding where Ron Paul failed, in that he is beating the establishment at their own game rather than kind of succumbing to it. And his followers are not just hanging their heads and going home and crying about it. They're actually angry and standing up for themselves. And it's to me, it's refreshing to see something like this, regardless of whether or not I agree with all the guy's policy. I think it's refreshing, and I think it's the climate of where this country's come from the past 8 years of a Barack Obama presidency until today. And, you know, it's heartwarming, and I hope he takes it all the way. I really do.
You know, one of the things I like about Donald Trump, whether you like him, you hate him, you can't stand him, you think he's a bully or whatever, the guy is a winner. He's a winner. And everybody likes winners. He's a winner, no matter what you feel about him. And I think he's got more endorsements than any other one of those candidates.
Well, the thing that I like about him is, to be honest with you, he's a common sense, like he calls himself, a common sense conservative. He's come out against the TPP. He's come out against Common Core. He's come out against the ridiculous amounts of foreign aid we give to other countries for nothing in return.
Yes.
He wants to build up our military to protect our country and stop getting entangled in all these foreign wars that we have no place being in. You know, he's everything that Paul supporters were being mocked before today, and now these, you know, he doesn't want to abolish the Fed, but he's pretty keen on lowering taxes. I mean, he's not perfect by any stretch, but he's got common sense policy, and people need to look at that a little more closely if they're on the fence between Cruz and Trump. But Cruz is bought and paid for by Goldman Sachs. That should tell you all
of
you need
course.
To know in that arena.
Of
so,
course.
I mean, that's my perspective. I'm glad you gave me the time to tell you about it, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Bye-bye. Thanks for the call. All right, that's the second or third Donald Trump supporter to this show. And I want to tell you something. I am not a Donald Trump supporter, but Donald Trump is a winner. You got to take it to that level. He's a winner, and he's gotten so much support. Louis Farrakhan is supporting Donald Trump. Ben Carson is supporting Donald Trump. Chris Christie is supporting Donald Trump. Like I said before, Donald Trump is a winner, but I don't think Donald Trump is presidential. I'm not against those who are for Donald Trump. It's just that, you know, I'm using my First Amendment. I mean, right. Freedom of speech. To say, you know, I mean, if you're voting for Donald Trump, vote for Donald Trump. If you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, vote for Hillary Clinton. If you're going to vote for Bernie Sanders, vote for Bernie Sanders. But my thing is, get out there and vote, people. Vote. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on WTTTY. We're still waiting for Dr. Nancy Hartwell to be on the show. I believe she's going to be talking about human trafficking. She's scheduled, but, you know, things happen. And if she winds up not being on the show, then you're going to have to deal with me. All right? Okay. Let's see if we can find a clip here. All right, I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, the talk of our times. This is the talk of our times on Block Talk Radio, the Wilder Network.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. All right, folks, we are still waiting for Dr. Nancy Hartwell. I may have to contact her in some way. Maybe she's forgotten. I'm hoping nothing seriously has happened. Maybe she's going to be on the show a little later on. I'm not sure, but I'm going to contact her. What I'm going to do is on leadership while I'm trying to contact her. I will be right back, folks. Okay.
For 30 years I've been teaching this, and I've taught this for Westport for 30 years. I've been teaching Microsoft and teaching this, Lilly and Delta, and I've taught this for the largest organizations, West Point and companies in Delta, and teach the five levels of leadership. Because the largest organizations understand, companies come and say, John, teach that if you and I today in these five levels can understand leadership, because they understand how leadership works, and by the leadership, if you and I today in these few minutes can understand not a noun, how leadership works, and by the way, leadership's not a verb. It's action. It's moving. Noun. It's a verb. It's action. It's moving. And if we can understand how to go from level one to level two to level three to level four to up to one to level two to level five in our leadership, we expand our leadership, we expand our influence, and we afford to expand our effectiveness. So I'm ready to go. I know you're ready to go. Okay, here we go to level five in our leadership. Level one, the very bottom level. This is where you start. This is where we all start. The bottom level is the position. Expand our leadership. We expand our level. At level number one, influence. This is where we all start. We start with a title. We all start with a job description. We all start with a position. Okay? Level number word. I'm ready to go. Level number one. The keyword is you're ready to go. Okay, here's IGHTS. Right. In other words, people at level number one follow you level as they have to. In other words, you're the boss, or you have a title, or you're the supervisor. And anybody that's unwanted, we're going to start at the very bottom level. This is where you start. This is where a person. They just basically follow that person. All start. This is the beginning of all of our leadership journey. We get a leadership position. In fact, people will come to the bottom levels all the time. They'll say, John, I just became a leader last week at position level. At level number one, this is where we all... And when they tell me they became a leader last week, I know what they meant. They really didn't become a leader last week. What they really did is they got a leadership position last week. And by the way, the position, we all start with a title. We all start with a job description. We all... doesn't make you a leader. Start with a position. I know a lot of people who have a position of leadership, but they're not a good leader. Okay? You know that. The key word, probably worked with them before. So the position doesn't make you a leader. Well, number one, if you're a good leader, you can really make the position. But it's where we all begin that can. Now, the up keyword is right. Side, our I level one is simple. It's a place where you shape the rights in our, in other words, leadership. We get a leadership job, we become a supervisor, and now we begin to work on one, follow you, because they have themselves as a leader, and we have to begin to define who we are. That's kind of, in other words, the upside. Now let me give you, you're the boss, or you have a title, or you're the downside of level number one. The downside of level number one is, and anybody that's under that, people who follow you will give you just the least amount of their energy and effort. Follow that person. In other words, now this is if they're beginning of all of our leadership journey. We get a following you because they have to follow you. If they're following you because that's what they've got to do, leadership position. In fact, people will come to me all the time. They'll say, John, I just became a leader last paycheck. If they're following you because that, you know, that's tweak, and you have the position over them. If that's the case, they will always get, and when they tell you the very least. They became a leader last week. I know what they meant. They really, of their time, didn't become a leader, their ability, and of their effort, and of their mind. This week, what? People don't like to have to follow people because they have to follow people. And this is their great mistake. They really did is they got a leadership position last week. And by the way, people that have positional leadership make. They think, the position, got the title, got the position, so now everybody will follow me. Well, they're following you, but they're only following you many times if you're not a good leader, because they have to. It's the only way that they can get paid. You're a leader. Just think of this. Level number one is where you're going to get the very least of people's energy, effort, who have a in my position of leadership. Let me tell you, I've seen it many times when I've gone with them to work with companies on leadership. Not a good leader. You can always tell, you know, that a level two, you probably won leadership with them before, company, or level number one leadership culture. You can always tell it because, let's say, quitting time is at 5 o'clock. So the position in make you a leader, but if you're level one positional type companies, a good leader, if quitting time is at 5 o'clock, guess what? At 4:30, you can really, everybody is clearing the desk, the position, but it's where. Oh, it all began. Now they're moving stuff out of the way because it's the upside. Only 30 minutes until the highlight of their day. Right at level one, it's simple, and so they're already starting. It's a place in the countdown. So there, you and I get to. They're clearing their desk because they want nothing to impede, shape, and define their progress when they leave the building. Our leadership. So at 4:30, the day we get a leader starts getting cleared. If job, we become a supervisor, and now we 4:45. They get away from the desk, and they go around and work on. Go to the different cubicles, and they're ourselves as their goodbyes, leader. And begin, and they're saying, "Boy, it was define who was great to be with you today." And we are. That's kind of the upside. Had a good time. Now let me give you the downside of level number one. Tomorrow, and they're doing all that kind of stuff because, again, at 5 o'clock, the big time. At 5 o'clock, they don't want a downside of level have to be number one, encumbered by is. By doing relationship stuff. The people who follow you, they want to do that on company to give you, and you understand that, the least at 4:50 amount, they're going to the, of their energy and strength, effort. Of course, in other words, if they're following you because they have to, be sure to pee on company, follow any time. Of course, so they're over there, and the rest, they're just, okay, now they've got that. If they're following you because that's what they've got to do to get their paycheck, if they're following you because that, you know, that's, you have that, or at 4:55, they're back at their desk, and they're changing shoes, they're getting on track shoes, they're getting on, they got to get something, because at 4:57, if that's the case, they will always give you the very least of their time and of their ability and of their effort and of their mind. People don't like to have to follow people because they have to follow people. And this is their starting mistake that people that have positional leadership make. They think, well, I've got the title, I've got the position, so now everybody will follow me. Well, they're following you, but they're only following you many. They are counting down. You're not a good leader. They are here because they have to. It's the only way that they can get paid. Just think of this. Level number one is where you're going to get the very least.
That's the clock.
Everybody's energy. I mean, every effort. And mine. Let me tell you, I've seen it many times when I've gone to. You say, what do you mean everybody's going to work with companies on leadership? You can always tell a level. Everybody's gone. At 5 o'clock, they're all gone. I mean, you look around the office and they're gone. Level one leadership company or level number one leadership culture. You can always tell it because, let's say, quitting time's at 5 o'clock. In fact, they're gone so fast, it startles you. And you run over to the window to look out in the parking lot, and you're now level. You're to one positional type companies. If quitting time is at 5 o'clock, guess what? At 4:30, everybody is clearing the deck. Holy shock. All the cars are gone.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they're moving stuff out of the way. But you ask yourself, how can people leave a building so fast? Because without a pause, because it's only 30 minutes until the highlight of their day.
Fire drill.
Let me explain.
Oh, well.
And so they're already starting the countdown. So they're in positional companies. When people come and park in the morning, clearing their desks because they want nothing to impede their progress when they leave. They're very careful how they park. They back. So they've got at 4:30, the desk starts getting cleared. Their car. Yeah. At 4:45, they get away from the desk, and they go around, and they back their car in. because they know at the different quitting time, they want to be able to get a fat cubicles, and they're just escaping their goodbyes. And they're saying, boy, it was great to be, because now they're on there with your time. And I can promise you, you show me a positional company, a positional, had a good time, and see you tomorrow. And they're doing all that kind of stuff because, again, at 5 o'clock, the big time, at 5 o'clock, they don't want to have to be encumbered by culture. You show me leaders that are positional in their thinking, and I will promise you every time, not all the time, every time, those people, by doing, will constantly wonder, relationship stuff. They want to do that on company time. You understand that. Am I not getting the best out of my people? Well, you're not getting the best out of your people because the only reason that people are at 4:50, they're going to the restroom, is because you got a title. Of course. You want to be sure to pee on company time. Of course. So they're over there. And they're going to give you very little energy.
Now, advocates violence,
the good news is you don't have to stay at level number one. You can go to level number two. Now they've got that done. At 4:55, they're back. Let's go to level number two as quickly as we can. The first level, and they're changing shoes. The positional, changing their shoes. They're getting on track shoes. They're getting on. They got to get something. Because at 4, the key word there, 50. Is rights. I accept certain rights. So they follow. Are in a level number two. They are in a starting position. They are counting down. And it's the permission level. And at the permission level, the key block word is relationships. Everybody's gone. I mean, you say, what do you mean everybody's gone? Everybody's gone. At 5 o'clock, they're all gone. I mean, you look around the office and level, they're gone.
See, at 7 o'clock, see,
people now
in
the folly back there because they want to so fast it startles you. Now there's a. And you run over to the window to look out in the parking lot. Everest, and you're following somebody because holy shock, you have to in following somebody. They're all the company because cars are gone. And you ask yourself, how could people leave a two? Now, what happened between levels one and two? Well, building so fast without a fire drill. Let me explain. In positional companies. When people come and park in the morning, they're very careful how they park. They this. You've connected with your people. You've not only connected with them, but relationally back their car. Yeah. They like you and you like them and you've got to know each other. And so now in this work environment, they back their car in because they know at quitting time they want to be able to get a fast escape because now they're on their time. And I can, they're not following you just because you are a supervisor. They're, I promise you, following you because you show me a positional company, a position. You have a position. You are a supervisor, but you are a supervisor that people can't like. Culture. You show me leaders that are positional in their thing. And I'm always amazed. Aren't you amazed? I'm always amazed. And I will promise people that have leadership positions, I promise you every time, not all the time, every time, those people or responsibilities, and they're not likable. Well, do you know what I mean? Constantly wonder, why am I not getting the best out of my people? Well, you're not getting the best out of your people because it's not likable. People don't. The reason that people are following you is because you got a title. Care for them. It's they're going to give you very little energy. Now, the good news is you don't have to stay at level number one. You can go tough being in the people level number two, business, and not having people like you. It's tough. In fact, sometimes I see them and I just want to. So let's go to level number two as quickly as we can. The first level is the positional level. The key word there. To sit down with him is rights. I get and say, my name is John, and I'm your friend. Certain rights, so you've got to follow me. Level number two is the permission level, and at the permission level, and a key word is, I just want you to have relationships. And I know this level, people now begin to follow you because they want to. Now there's a like world of difference. Following somebody because how many you have to want? Let's just have following somebody because you want to. Now, what happened between level one and two? How many? Well, what's happened is you have ever had somebody you had. How many of you have ever had somebody you worked for that you just didn't like? And no, connected. You've connected with your people. You've not only connected with them, but relationally, wait, they like you. Wait, when you like them, and you've got to know each other. Wait, that was close. And so let me qualify this. Now, in this work environment, they're not following you just because you are a supervisor. They're following you for you because you have a position. You are a supervisor, but you are not in your present job situation. You understand? No. I know that is not happening. That people like. And I'm always amazed. Aren't you amazed? I'm always amazed where you are. You are at people that have leadership positions or responsibilities, and they're not likable. Do you know what I mean? But how many of you in another job at another time on another planet? Come on. All right, come on. How many of you have somebody you had to follow and they just weren't like, they're just not likable. People don't care for them. It's tough being in the people business and not having the hand. People like you. It's tough. In fact, sometimes I see them and I just want to sit down with them and say, my name is John, and come on, let's get, and I'm your friend. And I just want you to know, people don't like you. Those hands, huh? Yeah. How many? Oh, come on. Let's just have some fun. How many of you have ever had somebody you had? How many of you ever had somebody you worked for that you just absolutely all right? You just didn't like. And no, wait. That was close. Let me qualify this for you. Not all right. Let me ask the in your question. Present job situation. You understand? No. I know that is not happening where you are now. You are happy. How many of you are seated beside that person? But how many right now? Have you in another job at another time on another planet? Come on. All right, come on.
All right, I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. I was just trying to check out and see who's leading so far. So far, Hillary is out there in front, but from what I'm hearing, some of the polling places have closed, and there's no projection on someone that's winning. But we do know in a couple of the states, Hillary is leading. She's leading Bernie Sanders by a large margin, but hey, wow, she was leading Bernie Sanders by a large margin in Michigan, and Bernie Sanders overtook her. Okay, hopefully that could happen again, because I am a Bernie Sanders supporter. And in Ohio and in some of the other places, of course, the Donald is leading, you know. And I keep hearing things so often about how the Republican establishment is trying to take out Donald Trump. They are trying to stop his momentum. But you know what I think? I think Donald Trump's momentum can't be stopped. You know, Donald Trump has gotten $1 billion worth of free publicity where others have to come out of their pockets. Donald Trump. Okay. And it's very, very interesting. Let's go to the phones. All right. You're on the George Waddle Jr. Show.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. I am also a Bernie Sanders supporter. And
great.
You know, I looked at a lot of this plan, you know, how, you know, all other major countries have free health care to all her citizens. And, you know, and a couple other countries have free college, like Germany has free college, you
yeah.
know, and it's only been like a century since Hitler was torturing the place. And look how,
yeah.
look how Germany has improved in a short amount of time. And look,
yeah.
us, the United States, we had a long time ago. This is like two centuries ago, our Civil War we had. This is a long time ago, and we still haven't even, you know, improved better. Germany has improved a lot better than us, and they've been a lot worse than us. And so how is that?
You know what? Have you voted already?
No, I'm in California, so our vote's not ready yet. We don't get to vote until June.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, because California is a Democratic state. So I'm thinking that Bernie Sanders is going to take that all the way.
Well, I'm kind of afraid because, I mean, Hillary Clinton has a lot of delegates and super delegates
yeah.
in her pocket.
Yeah.
And she's been over ruling Bernie Sanders. And, you know, because I don't really like that, that the delegates and especially the super delegates are outweighing individual votes. And, you know, if it
yeah,
was
I don't,
on the single voter, I think Bernie Sanders would be winning if all the votes were counted on single voters.
Yeah, if they went by just the popular vote instead of all these delegates, which I think they should go by the popular vote, but I don't understand these delegate counts. Hey, thanks for your call.
Well, I mean, I have more to say about what's going on.
Oh, go right ahead.
Oh, yeah, I mean, also, Bernie Sanders talks more just about that. He wants to close the prison. Now, of course, in the United States, we have more people in jail than any other country. And what's
yeah,
worse
I believe
about
that.
It is that we're having people work in jail while they're in jail. So they're making like a quarter or 50 cents an hour while they're in jail. I mean, we shouldn't have let me continue on that. Companies are making money from putting on people in jail. We are starting to privatize more jails and more jails. And we have right now like about half of the jails are privatized. And so when people go to jail, companies make money and they
of course,
put people to work. And for me, that's kind of a new enslavement. That's like a new way of enslaving people now.
All right, we're running out of time here. Thanks for your call.
Oh, yeah, take it easy.
All right. You're listening to the George Waddle Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio, and we're just about – the polls are just about to close in Chicago in about 1 minute. I'm trying to get all these numbers together to find out what's going on. Like I told you before, I am hoping that Ken Duncan, the guy in the legislature who is a turncoat to the Republican Bruce Rauner, who is destroying Illinois. I'm hoping this guy is taken out. And also there's another, what I call a Bruce Rauner plant running against Michael Madigan. Now, I'm not a Mac O'Madigan fan. He's a Democrat. I'm not a fan of his. But I don't like the fact that Bruce Rauner is trying to buy the election by taking out Democrats and replacing them with fake Democrats or Republicans. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. I will be right back, folks. Stay with me, stay with me, stay with me. Here is what we have. I will be right back. Do we have that clip? Okay. Okay, we're back. We're back. Thanks for hanging in there. Chicago, the city that I'm broadcasting this radio show from, is seeing a spike in violence. It is. People ask me, George, why do you stay in Chicago? Why don't you leave? I said, this is my home. I love this place. It's not a bad place. It's just certain areas of the city is kind of bad. Okay, where I'm at, it's pretty safe, if I can say that. I hope I don't have to eat my words. But there's been a spike in violence in Chicago, and I don't know if the police are doing their job, if they know how to do their jobs. Maybe they need more training. I don't know. But the latest spike in violence in Chicago, three police officers were shot. From my understanding, they were chasing or investigating a drug deal, and they made a stop, and the bad guy got out of the car and started running, and suddenly the cops were chasing him, and suddenly the bad guy pulled out a gun and turned around and shot three cops. They're gonna live, okay? It's just that the violence in Chicago is just through the roof, folks. It's through the roof. And we don't have a superintendent of police yet. We have an acting or interim superintendent of police. And this guy, I don't know. I've seen him. I've heard him speak. I've seen him on television. I've seen him in videos. This guy doesn't seem like he's up to the job, folks. He looks as if he doesn't know what he's doing. And I can't wait until they hire a real police chief in the city of Chicago. Maybe we can get some of this crime down. I don't know what it is with the police officers, but I'm thinking some of them are not doing their job, or they're doing their job overzealously, if I can say it. Anyway, there's been a spike in the city of Chicago. I mean, violence, crime is up twofold from last year or the year before. I don't know what it is. It's just keep on increasing. People just keep on hurting each other. And it's just not right. I'm in Chicago. I have to talk about these things. I couldn't gloss over these things if I wanted to, because I live here. And I'm going to tell everybody out there, if you're listening, if you're downloading this, if you're archiving it for later, Chicago is a beautiful town. Do not listen to the other people as well. What you doing in Chicago? Get out of some but you crime happens everywhere, in every city, every state, every town, but may not to the magnitude that it happens in Chicago. You know, it really does happen a lot here. And my thinking is the police, they get paid. I know it's, you know, they have a hard job, but they get paid to serve and protect. Somehow this is not happening. Okay, we got a lot of poor neighborhoods on the south and west sides of Chicago. People are dirt poor. And, you know, we got a lot of people who don't know how to raise their own children. A lot of this affects what's going on. We got a lot of people are on the west and south side of the city. They're jobless. They don't have any hope. You know, what can I say? You got all these gangs and all of these factions over there on the west and north sides fighting each other. And this has got to stop. I mean, I've heard people on television and I've had people on the radio show to say this has to stop. It has to stop. It must stop. I've done shows where I've said, hey, you guys, you gangbangers, put the guns down. Stop killing each other. The more I said not to kill each other, the more these guys killed each other, the more they shot. If I say put down the guns, they pick them up. There's been marches, protesting, and all this kind of thing in the middle of the streets in some of these crime areas, and the crime steadily goes up. Criminals are going to be criminals. Thugs are going to be thugs. It's no stopping them. The only way you're going to stop these guys is to shoot them dead or to lock them up forever. Because if they're out here on the street, they're going to continue to wreak havoc. And that's a damn shame. And this guy, he was talking about jails. These jails are being erected every day. They're being built every day. And I have to say, some of these people who go to jails deserve to be there, if not most of them. They deserve to be there. They are hurting people out here. So the crime in Chicago is spiking. I mean, we got people moving out of the city. We got businesses leaving. And they're not only leaving because of the crime, they're leaving because of the economical environment also. We haven't had a budget in this state in 9 months. We haven't had a budget in 9 months. The legislature and the governor seems as if they don't give a damn about getting a budget for Illinois. This has never happened before until Bruce Rauner was elected. This is crazy. This state is falling off the cliff. And the politicians in this town, they're letting it happen. They're just sitting back. We voted we voted these people in to represent us. We didn't vote these people in to hurt us. We voted them in to help us. They're hurting us. 9 months without a budget, 9 months without paying your bills is detrimental. We have vendors who are refusing to do business with the state because the state isn't paying them. We've got driver's license facilities closing because the state isn't paying them. I can go on and on. We've got daycare centers, agencies, Catholic charities closing, mentally ill facilities, drug facilities, things people need closing because the state isn't paying them. If you or I did not pay our bills, that creditor would send, we'd have collection agencies on our ass. In some cases, we may even get locked up, go to jail because we didn't pay our bill. But the state, this is why I know Bruce Rauner is not doing his job. The legislature is not doing their job. Because they're letting the state go under. agencies, critical agencies, are closing, upending. This state is going to the dogs, and these people are sitting back watching it happen. There was one time when we have about 62,000, I believe 62,000 state employees in the state of Illinois. At one time, maybe two times, they were threatened not to get paid because of the state ongoing impasse. We got Chicago Public Schools. They're going broke because the governor will not sign a budget. What this governor wants, and maybe a lot of other governors want, they want unions. They cannot. I mean, I saw Governor Bruce Rauner the other night on television. He was talking about busting unions, taking them apart. This guy want unions so bad he was foaming at the mouth. He can't stand them. But he has to realize this is a Democratic town, and you have to negotiate for what you want. You just can't say what you want and come in here out of nowhere and try to take things over. I admit, before he became governor, the state was in financial trouble, but now it's worse off than it's ever been since he's been in office, and he's trying to throw the blame. He takes the blame. You know why? Because he is the governor. If a state is in dire straits, it's the man at the top that takes the blame. He cannot throw the blame to the legislature or to this person or to that person. You are the governor of the state. You take the blame. But when he comes out of his cocoon, he's blaming everybody for the state's problem. I don't care. Well, I inherited. Well, you inherited. That means that it's yours. That means that you are responsible. Sometimes Bruce Rauner forgets that he's a public figure. He does, because he takes off and goes places and he doesn't tell anybody. And when people want to know, he's an angry guy. He's an angry guy. He doesn't talk to the press. He doesn't take question and answers. He's an angry guy. So we're having our problems in Illinois. So, you know, I just want you to know that, but you never know. You never know. I mean, and I want to say another thing about homelessness. Homelessness in the state of Illinois, in the city of Chicago, is through the roof, folks. It's through the roof. Why is it through the roof? Because Chicago is an expensive place to live. It's very expensive to live here. Rents are through the roof. I mean, whether you're renting an apartment or whether you're renting a house, you're going to pay. You are going to pay. It's very expensive. And with this budget impasse, it is causing more people to be homeless. You've got middle class people upended. Now these once middle class people are poor. They're poor. The shelters in the city of Chicago are overcrowded with homeless people. I'm not talking about just homeless people. I'm talking about complete families, homeless shelters. This is America, folks. What is happening? This is America. This is not supposed to be happening. That's why I'm with Bernie Sanders. This is not supposed to be happening. Bernie Sanders talks about free college. He talks about free health care. He talks about free. Nobody is going to get anything free. That's a nice dream. That's good for him to say that. But in the United States, you know why? Because let's say if Bernie Sanders become president and he wants to make health care free, college free. If he doesn't have a Democratic Congress, he's not going to get anything. If he becomes president and we have a Republican Congress, all of those freebies that he's talking about, they're just going to be dreams, pipe dreams. You know, and even if, let's say Bernie Sanders does become president, he still wants to give out free things. Even some Democrats might not say, hey, wow, we're not going to have free college. We're not going to have the rich people, the government, they can afford to go to college. But hey, wow, they're going to try and go to the free college, you know. And that's Hillary's argument, okay? But there's not going to be a lot of freebies. I mean, Bernie Sanders is doing a lot of – he's saying a lot of things to get votes. That's no doubt about it. Just like Donald Trump saying a lot of things to get votes. Once they get into office, once they take office, if they should take office, it's going to be a different thing because you got to work with Congress. You got to work with the House of Representatives. You got to work with the U.S. Senate. And these people have just as much power or equal power as the executive office. So for Bernie Sanders to get a lot of the things he's asking for, he has to work with these two chambers of the House. His executive powers can only get him so far. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for leaving your input, giving your input and your insight and your comments to me on this show, on the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live out of Chicago. It is, what time it is? Oh, wow, man, the polls in Chicago, they're closed. It's 7:16. They're closed. And I hope California be like Michigan and give Bernie Sanders the nod. I'm hoping that, you know, so and a lot of the other states. But from what I'm hearing, he's got an uphill ride. But who knows? He could upset Hillary Clinton. And don't even talk about Bernie. I mean, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is going to take this twofold. I mean, the more attacks it seems that these people, the Republican establishment, the more attacks that they come to Donald Trump with, it seems like the stronger he gets. Because I've had several people call this show, several people call this show who are Donald Trump supporters. I'm surprised. I'm surprised. I haven't had that many Bernie Sanders people called, but Donald Trump, I mean, they are out there for Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been endorsed by Louis Farrakhan. Also, he has been endorsed by, what's that ball player name? Pete Rose, Carson, Sarah Palin. I mean, he's got some high-powered endorsements. So my thinking is that he's going to get the Republican nomination, even though some of these Republicans, the establishment, they are trying to knock him down, knock him out. But I think Donald Trump is going to survive, because the more you try to hit Donald Trump, the more it seems the stronger he gets. Okay, we should know something tonight, and hopefully Bernie Sanders will pull this off. If not, then, you know, we'll just have to see what's going to happen next time. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. I will be right back, folks. Stay with me. Thank you. like the song says, don't give it up, don't give it up, pump it up, pump it up. So it's 20 minutes after 7 in Chicago, 7 p.m., 20 minutes after 7, 7 p.m. in Chicago. That means that the polls have closed in Chicago. I don't know if the polls are closed where you are, but I do know it is significant. And everything I'm hearing is that it's too close to call. Even Trump and Kasich, Cruz, it's too close to call. But I'd rather see Donald Trump get it than to see Ted Cruz. I think Ted Cruz is more dangerous than Donald Trump, because Donald Trump in one of these campaign commercials clearly says that he recognized himself as a Democrat. That was probably 3 or 4 years ago. I wonder what changed his mind. I wonder what made him want to become a Republican. But some say he's not conservative enough. And we just have to see. I should have the results for you tomorrow, folks. I'm pretty sure you're going to have it way before I do, before I get on the air tomorrow anyway. So we're just about off the air. Let me see. Can we play? All right. We'll be right back, folks.
Open eyes that we may see. To follow thee,
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, the talk of our times. This is the talk of our times on Block Talk Radio, the Wilder Network.
Like I said, some people are still voting. They're still voting. We did that twice for some reason. Some people are still voting, but the polls are virtually closed. Some of the polls are still open because a lot of people are getting off work and going to the polls. Some people get off work late. That's why some of the polls are open. And tomorrow it's going to be, I mean, we should know by tomorrow or maybe by tonight, maybe 9 or 10 o'clock tonight, who the official winners are in this thing in Chicago and in some of the other states that are voting tonight, March 15th, 2016. So it's very interesting, folks. This is totally interesting. We're just about off the air. We got about, let's see, what we got? About 3 minutes left into the show. So we're going to say, I'm going to say this again, get out there and vote. If your polling place is still open, get out there and vote. We do have a voice. We are not helpless. We do not want to stand by and let other people wreak havoc on your state. If you're going to vote for Donald Trump, vote for Donald Trump. If you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, vote for Hillary Clinton. If you're going to vote for John Kasich, vote for John Kasich. If you're going to vote for Bernie Sanders, vote for Bernie Sanders. The point here is vote. Vote. The main thing. We are not helpless. Don't ever, too many people think we are helpless, and too many people think that their vote do not count. That's crazy. Your vote will not count if you don't vote. Because if your vote, if you don't, if, that's the only time it doesn't count, when you don't vote. And some of the times, if you don't vote, that's a vote for the other side. In some cases, if you don't vote, your vote is still being counted. So why not use your vote to make it count the way you want it to count, instead of making it count in a negative way, like voting for the wrong person? All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. Someone just whispered in my ear, 90 minutes. We have 90 minutes left in the show. Please join me tomorrow, folks, and thank you for joining me on the on Block Talk Radio, the George Wilder Jr. Show. And I hope you tell your friends about the show. I hope you archive the show and listen to the show and download the show for later, for your later listening. It is a great show. It's a wonderful show. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank everybody for the feedback on the show. And whether it's good, bad, or negative, feedback is great. So I'm going to say goodbye, folks, and I hope you're with me here, right here on Block Talk Radio Show tomorrow. Bye-bye. Thank you.